Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
So, do you know, this? We're coming up to 1 year since we started this podcast.
Really?
That's
amazing, isn't it?
Imagine that, 1 year.
1 year.
Yeah. Remember the old days?
It was very similar to this, apart from a different person. One of them was a different person. That's all.
Can you remember our first episode?
We started off, didn't we, for your radio show. That's how it started, wasn't it?
Was it?
Before you got fired by...
Why did you get fired?
You got fired from, what was it called, where you were at?
Coast and County Radio. I didn't get fired.
Did you leave by mutual consent?
Yes, I walked away. I'd had enough.
You'd had enough.
Are you still getting a big payout for that, or...?
Those Sunday night slots, 8 till 10 it was.
8 till 10 used to be on. Yeah.
I'm
pretty sure we did a show that was for that show with me and Stuart as guests, and that's how the idea started to start the podcast. Matty can't remember.
Did we? I don't remember that at all.
Yeah, you know, yeah. It's gone. It's just gone, isn't it?
And we used to review people like Fontaine's DC. I think that was the first episode, wasn't it?
Oh right, okay. Yeah, some pretty big names on back then.
That other one, what's her name?
Another one. Fontaine's DC, another band. Yeah.
Who's that one who collaborates with Sleaford Mods?
Oh, I know who you mean.
Billy No Mates?
Billy No Mates. Yeah, we had a... So we had some pretty big names on.
Oh, did you, names, you had it on the show, or you reviewed one?
No, we played a record.
Yeah.
But she, a bit misleading, Richard.
I just want to make it sound impressive. Yeah, we had that Fontaine's DC on. They were on.
And both of those artists are pretty big now, aren't they?
Yeah, so, they are. Yeah.
You're welcome.
Oh dear.
Yeah. So happy birthday to us, anyway. So, and welcome once again to you might know him as co-host of Hugh Do You Think You Are podcast.
Zoe will be my co-host. Zoe will be very happy that you've mentioned that. Yes. I guess I should plug that podcast while I have the platform on another podcast.
Well, I listened to an episode the other day. For those few who are unfamiliar with the concept, it's about Hugh Grant, isn't it? The films of Hugh Grant.
It is unconditionally about Hugh Grant. Yes.
Yeah. And each episode, I guess, I've only listened to one, but each one focuses on a film, doesn't it? Featuring Hugh Grant.
Right.
Yeah, we sort of build it as we're trying to work out whether Hugh Grant is fundamentally good or evil. You know, we're getting there. I think we're about 25 episodes in.
25?
Yeah.
So how many films has he done?
I think bang on 40, maybe 41,
40,
and then
right.
and then we'll just pick another actor and rebrand, basically.
So for anyone out there, how do they listen? Are you on Spotify and things like that?
Yes, it's on Spotify. It's on SoundCloud. You could maybe listen to an episode of a quick one, and then sort of afterwards have a little pudding of Hugh, who you think you are, maybe.
Wash it down with yes. Who do you think you are?
It's unbelievably the lower brow of the two podcasts, I think. So.
Oh, I'm not sure. But I listened to the one about Four Weddings and a Funeral. Mm-hmm. Predictably.
That must have been the
most first episode.
Has it been that was the first episode. Yeah. It must be a popular one, that one.
Popular movie,
most famous film, isn't it?
I'm not sure I've ever watched the film all the way through.
Oh, God.
But, it was interesting just thinking, because Richard and I are a bit older than you, and the way you were talking about the 90s, you know, it's interesting thinking about the 90s as this sort of distant era when that was our time. That was
we were at our peak.
Well, this is the problem, isn't it? Is that that 90s kids, you know, kids who were born in the 90s think that they are the, you know, the possessors of the 90s, but actually people who were young adults in the 90s probably actually have more to say about it, you know. It's millennials trying to claim the 90s as
claim the 90s, yeah.
That's what it is, isn't it?
Yeah. You made reference to the way people used to talk about bonking.
Yes. did people really say bonking?
Do they still say it?
I think they used to, didn't they?
Yeah. Actually, in defense of the word bonking, so I know this is very off tangent for this podcast, but I was watching an interview with a snooker player called Kyron Wilson earlier, where he was talking about how he couldn't sleep ahead of his big match during the World Championship because there was a couple upstairs bonking all night.
Bonking.
And it just is like, listeners, go and watch this interview, because it's like the most demented. He starts like going off on this rant where he's like, I was going to go up to them and try and find out who they were, but that's probably not a very good idea when people are bonking, is it? And it's just very strange, but big use of the word bonking.
Well, this could be the most 90s thing anyone will ever say, but when I moved to my first flat in Headingley, every Sunday morning I was woken up by the people downstairs bonking to Deacon Blue.
So, anyway, shall we... welcome to episode 33. Once again with Robin and Richard. Robin in Leeds, Richard in lovely Saltaire there.
Yeah.
Yeah, in West Yorkshire. Yeah. I
did have the sun streaming in, didn't I? It's gone now.
I would say congratulations on your new mayor. There's a mayor of West Yorkshire.
We
now,
have,
isn't
Tracy Brabin.
Tracy Brabin,
isn't she?
Tracy Brabin? Braben?
I don't
I read that one of my friends said whenever he hears her name, he thinks of Professor Frink from The Simpsons saying, Glavin. So it's pronounced Braben.
Okay, right.
Braben.
From Coronation Street, yeah. Yeah, apparently.
Is she?
Corrie?
Yeah, she used to be in Corrie, apparently.
Oh, did she? Right.
Yeah. And now she's the mayor of West York, the whole of West Yorkshire. Is that right?
The whole thing. Yeah. Wow. That's amazing, isn't it? Yeah.
So, and she's Labour, isn't she? She's Labour.
She is Labour, yeah. So they've had some...
So well done, Labour.
Yeah. Good job, guys. Tremendous effort.
Let's move on from that swiftly and play a song, shall we? I think I'll start with this one. This is new from Lump.
Oh.
It's called Animal.
Yeah. you want is to be heard.
So there we go. That was Lump Animal. I think their upcoming album is called Animal 2.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's Laura Marling, isn't it?
Laura Marling and mm-hmm. Mike Lindsay from Tongue.
Yeah.
Tongue, is that how you say it? unusually long song for this podcast.
Well, yeah, and that's my major criticism of it.
I thought this was coming.
They really need an editor. It went on far too long. The middle section was ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. Because if you're going to play that on the dance floor, it has a sort of quite danceable sort of thing about it. And it could have been like really a quite slick sort of thing that might, you know. But what's everyone going to do during that section? Because, as you know, pubs and clubs and things are going to be reopening. You can't have sections like that going on and on and on and on and on. That's not
that, criticism of it. The pubs are reopening.
I think the pubs will welcome it because people will have almost enough time to go to the bar.
To go to the bar during that bit. That yeah. And the outro went on and on and on and on. If they just like edited it, leave an editing stick and just take the really good bits of that because, you know, it could have been really great.
Mm.
And the really great. Can I defend the middle section?
Go on.
Certainly.
I thought it was enjoyable. I thought it was I thought it was appropriate from a band called Lump that they threw that in there, and I was kind of swirling around in my chair for a lot of it, kind of quite aimlessly, yeah. And then that middle bit was just kind of quite a nice. I don't know. It punctured the moment in a way I quite enjoyed.
Okay. It certainly put a fly in the ointment, didn't it?
Yes. I mean, it is annoying, isn't it? But
I just thought that like it would have been fine for like two bars, maybe. Just to go off into this sort of mad section and then come straight back, like, you know, like an extra beat in there and just bring it straight back. But, oh, God.
I suppose you, with your clubbing head on, obviously, you know, it doesn't make sense to you. Yeah. You're putting yourself on the dance floor and you're thinking...
Yeah, and then this band decides to be a noise rock band for a minute or something instead.
Yeah, then go back into it. Mm. It was weirdly like... I found the track like really... weirdly unsatisfying. Mm. Despite the fact that there was something really like strong about it. It was like... I felt it could have been really great.
Mm.
But it wasn't.
Right. Interesting.
Yeah. It didn't really build. It just kind of stayed. So it sounded a bit like they were phoning it in, but like, but the actual premise was really. They probably were because it's lockdown, isn't it? People's got to release albums. You know.
But I thought it was
just
can't
make money out of touring, so you might as well just plunk anything out.
It's very nice, nicely produced, though. I thought.
Yeah.
It's lovely sounds and some nice little electronic-y sounds going on there.
The way the bleeps worked with the vocals was really good. Yeah.
I thought it was a good. It's kind of like had like a kind of hot chip monotony to it, but then with like some really. I think the noisy kind of breakdown bit was quite a fun little juxtaposition. Mm. I mean, you'd be complaining if there was none of that in the song as well. Let's face it. So.
It did need something to happen, yeah.
But maybe a little too long.
I tell you what, though, she's dead posh, isn't she?
I
was going to say that, yeah.
She's one of my people.
Oh, is she from Tunbridge Wells?
Don't dox me on this podcast, please.
I was going to say that was a plus point for me, the fact that she said, dance, this is your last chance, or something like that. Which, you know, I think that's good. That's to be commended.
It has. She wasn't hiding from the fact that she's
being posh is to be commended, Well, thank you, guys.
I quite like Laura Marling anyway, you know.
Yes, I do.
She's done some interesting stuff, I think.
Yeah. Is this her? I might have cut out for a bit there. This is Laura Marling.
Yeah,
that is bizarre.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, you know, it's great that she's doing stuff that's completely different from her usual thing. Mm. But yeah.
Yeah. What are you guys? Are you guys Marling heads usually, or?
Well,
a miniature one.
I kind of.
I'm not such
a fan of the more straight ahead folky stuff that she's done, but I like the fact that she's experimented quite a bit with some of her stuff and done some quite interesting things.
There's one album I really like and I couldn't tell you the title of it.
I liked her most recent album actually that was out. Mm-hmm. Was it last year or the year before?
Song to My Child or
something like that, even though she doesn't actually have a child, does she?
Doesn't she? I assume she had a child.
Yeah.
I don't think I've listened to any Laura Marling albums. My girlfriend's a big fan, but all I really remember about her is watching a video of her on stage with one or two of the Mumfords. So,
She started.
This is definitely
out.
Doing a lot to redeem her for me. Oh, this song.
Right, yeah.
I think she was one of the Mumford's girlfriends when she started out.
Oh, was she?
Okay. I think she used to play with them and stuff like that. And it's really funny because she hasn't quite shaken that tag off. You know,
well, she's like one of those famous British folkies, isn't she?
She's great. She's on her sixth or seventh album now, I think. Probably. Yeah.
She was very young when she started, wasn't she?
Yeah.
She's only about 30 now or something, isn't she?
Yeah. And it's unfortunate that as all the great work she's done, I keep on thinking she was one of them mumps.
Yeah, so I guess that's our fault.
you've spoilt it for me. I didn't know that. You see,
don't hold her accountable for the neo folk band Mumford and Sons. I think the thing I like about Laura Marling, without having listened to her at all, is that she was like such a big name, and then she just sort of decided to be kind of workman like. Release an album every couple of years forever. So
definitely
she's kind of prolific, isn't she?
Yeah, definitely.
I like how prolific she is.
Do you know anything about Tongue?
Yeah, I remember they were around when back in the day when I went I remember when Hood released the last album, we were reviewed like in the same review as them, and I think they you know when they used to put reviews together. Oh, here's the new album from here, and we're going to review, you know, this two albums in one review kind of thing. And I remember being reviewed like unfavorably alongside them. And I've never really, I've never really got over it. And continue to hold it against them.
Oh, I hope that didn't. So, is that why you were being so critical of the non?
No, it wasn't. I'm absolutely fine with the song, and I realise it's not their fault. Mm. It's not their fault at all.
It's partly their fault, but you know.
And I think this will be their second album as Lump.
Yes, it is the second.
I liked some of the. I almost even paid money to buy their first album, but
God, you must have loved it
very nearly.
But then I didn't love it that much. So But
if Bandcamp Friday had been around at the time, maybe.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Shall we play another song? I'm going to go to this one. Mm-hmm. This is from Canada.
he's not back to Canada again.
Yeah. Let me get
from where? Newfoundland and Labrador.
Yeah, fantastic.
Newfoundland and Labrador, both spots.
Right. I like it already.
Okay.
Is the band called Dakota?
Fog Lake, I think.
Fog Lake. Yeah. Sorry, the song is Dakota. I always get these things mixed up. Right. Here it comes. This is Dakota by Fog Lake.
You wanna pay?
was Fog Lake, and the song was Dakota, and that's from the Tragedy Reel album. Out last month. There we go. I'm glad that they had the lyrics there on the page. Mm-hmm. Couldn't understand a yeah. word he was singing there.
I was going to say, Robin, is this mumble folk?
Yeah.
Is this the mumble folk genre?
Is this a new invention? I guess it has that that Alex G. Ramblin' Man vibe to it, doesn't it?
It does. I
would like to say, in my defence, well, I actually really love this song, but I've only really feel like I've heard half of it because I've had a blocked left ear for the last.
Because of this ear.
Oh, yeah.
Well, listeners need to be aware of Robin's ear problems.
Yeah, well, it's an experiment this episode, hearing out of one ear.
Coming to you in mono, yes.
Yeah.
But it's described as downer pop. Apparently,
mm-hmm.
have you heard that?
It is downer.
That's very good.
That's the thing with your ears, Robin. Are you sure there's a problem with your ears, or you've just been listening to music like this, and nothing else?
Yeah, because it is the doctor. He's just so confused, but he asked what my music taste was, and
you might just be listening to much too much mumble folk and stuff.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, this kind of thing would sort of make you question your hearing.
It definitely did. Yeah, the vocal. It was like they were lying down, wasn't it? They were in a hammock.
Yes.
Maybe
just almost asleep.
A sad
Maybe
hammock.
If you live in Newfoundland or Labrador, you don't need to speak up that often because it's so quiet. You know, it'll be
now, I'm not sure if this is true, but I believe that in Newfoundland or Halifax, maybe, same area in Canada,
Nova Scotia,
they have a half-hour time zone. Where things are like half an hour different,
really,
rather than an hour.
Really,
different. Yeah. I don't know if this is 100% true. So if you have any Canadian fans, maybe they can.
Right. Well, you can write in.
Yeah. Please
drop us a line. as they used to say, drop us a line.
Send us on a postcard.
But yeah, I thought it was a delightful piece of.
It was lovely. I love the banjo on it.
Yeah.
You, a bit of soft jan in that banjo.
Is there an accordion in that, or could I just not hear very well?
There was something.
No, there's something. Something whining away.
Or whether it was a melodica or something. And,
yeah, melodica sounds
and
right.
And some fiddles going on there in the background, I think. Yeah, it was made a lovely sound. The whole.
Yeah.
The parts together made a nice whole.
Yes, definitely, yeah.
Campfire, wasn't it? It's like sit on the campfire and just put it on.
No, I really liked it. Maybe they should have got Laura Marling in to sing, though. Would have been able to hear the words then.
But she would enunciate properly, couldn't she, at least?
Yeah.
She would have put a beat on it or something, though, so given current trajectories.
But yes, very pleasant. I'm really getting back into my Americana.
Yeah. Right. Well, I thought this might be one for you, actually, Richard.
Yeah,
so.
I'm getting right back into it. The choice I should have made this week is not too dissimilar, but I'll save it for the next episode. But I'm getting right back into American stuff, probably because I'm thinking about I'd like to escape to America somehow. So the sounds that come. I know they're from I know what I should say at this point. They're from Canada, shouldn't I? But it's basically the same thing, isn't it?
Good. So that was Fog Lake, who it seems to be one person mainly, is it?
Okay.
But I'm guessing he's collaborating with people, but it's this guy, Aaron Powell. I've just read that, so it's not from any particular prior knowledge.
I look forward to... I haven't heard the full album yet, but that was...
Yeah.
Make that made me appropriately sad. So,
and I really like the name Fog Lake as well.
Yeah,
I really like that as a band name.
Has he been around for a while, this guy? Do you know?
I feel like he might have a bit of a following, but I couldn't really tell. This was quite a nice experience for me because I can't even remember why where I found this. It must have been like a Twitter, a tweet or something, but. Listening to it with absolutely no context of who this guy is or what circles he runs in or whatever. So it was just
just really, really nice. It has that kind of vibe. I don't really want to know too much about it, you know.
Yeah. It's almost like, I don't know if you remember the 90s, Robin. But,
Yes, a
lot of music was like this in the 90s. You would just see names and listen to them, and you wouldn't have any clue about who it was or what it was.
And that's nice. Industry's
kind of gone out of it.
Did you used to go to a record shop and buy a record that you didn't know what it sounded like?
Just because I like the sleeve, and just take a chance.
You'd never do that now, would you? You'd always listen to it.
No, you'd only buy a record if you'd listened to it 20,000 times on Spotify. I must own it.
Yeah. Fine, I'll do them a solid.
We've got one more to listen to. This is by White Flowers, and the song. Is this the right song? Is this the one you wanted to
listen to? It's the
right
song.
Yeah.
It's not the song I wanted to play, but
I should just say,
it's currently unavailable.
Can be bothered to listen to the whole thing and find the one that you liked.
Oh, no. It's current because the album's not quite out yet. It's not available online.
Oh, okay. Right.
Yeah. But
let's listen to this one.
This is the second best one.
This song's called Night Drive. Oh, it's another long one. Oof. Let's get on with it then.
Thank you.
That was White Flowers, Night Drive, and that's from Day by Day, which is out in June this year.
That's ages away, isn't it?
Do you, Richard, do you remember the 80s?
I just about do. I was definitely there for some of it.
Yeah, I was transported to
back to the 80s.
A disco, an indie disco from the 1980s. definitely, yeah. There's a lot of people.
There's a lot of that in there,
people
isn't there?
Swaying about smoking.
Because people would smoke back then, wouldn't they?
Lots of people with long hair. I think a lot of, I don't know. Sorry, I'm getting carried
sort
away.
Sort of like leftover free spirits, was it? Is that what was happening in the 80s?
Yeah. Was the world more atmospheric back then, would you say?
It was all the smoke, yeah.
It was the smoke, wasn't it? Because that track is dead atmospheric, isn't it? Mm. It's like swirling through a haze of, I don't know, fog or smoke or something like that.
Yeah, you can hear some screaming off in the distance, but it's okay. Don't worry about it.
I think the next song the DJ is going to play would be All About Eve, probably.
Right, yes. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff like that going on at the minute. Mm. A lot of gothy sounding kind of, you know... what would you call it? It's kind of where post-punk met goth, I suppose. And but this one, like the album, like I when I first listened to it, I was kind of not publicly, but in my head, I was not mocking it. Mm. But the more I've listened to it, I've started really enjoying it.
Right.
And there's lots of sort of Cocteau Twins type sounds on there, and I think it works quite well as a an atmosphere mood type thing.
Even the artwork for the record is like almost like a Depeche Mode album sleeve, isn't
it? It's all dark, it's all sort of dark and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But these are young people doing this.
Mm.
They're very
Is that an ice cream van?
Yes, that's the I don't know if you're familiar with the Leeds Match of the Day ice cream van. It's doing the rounds as we speak. This is the direction I think I want post-punk to go in after all of the, I'm not going to name names, but post-punk has overtaken psych rock as my most least favoured of,
there's too much of it, isn't there?
But this was fun. It kind of had late Beach House album energy to me, like driving, but not too driving.
And that swirliness about it.
30-second fade out. Yes, very swirly.
Well, do you know what led me to this to choosing this track was because I was listening to the album on Sunday and there's a track with an incredibly fast fade out on it, and we were talking last time about fast fade outs. Mm.
this one was luxurious.
Oh, it was a slow.
It was like, we're going, but don't worry.
We're going, but we're still here. Yeah. I really loved that fade out because there was lots of nice effects and things going on. And I sort of almost thought, well, why didn't you put some of those into the track, you know, as well? Like some sort of, I don't know, maybe dub effects or extra atmospheres. But I think it kind of did enough on its own terms.
Yeah.
But,
so you, well, there's something. Were you quite comfortable with the length of the song then? Clocking in at just under 5 minutes.
I think music, like,
I mean, you were saying, like, about that lump song.
Yeah,
needed editing down.
That did it. That just had moments where I was bored. But like, I suppose, like, I've been listening to this album when I've been doing really early shifts at work, and like, it just drifts past, and I'm really happy with like how long it goes on. I think, like, listening to music when you're looking at a screen waiting for it to stop so you can say stuff about it, like, works differently in a way. And I think the album, it doesn't seem as long when you're busy working and it's on the background than it does when you're just staring at it.
Yeah,
it's that kind of weird thing. But
music to do your office work too, is it?
Yeah.
It seems to be working fine for me. Yeah. I just like that. I like that kind of doom laden kind of. I noticed they're from Preston, so I keep on thinking about like deepest Lancashire and sort of mill towns and things like
mid table. don't know anything else about Preston. But
I noticed on their Bandcamp page they're playing some live shows quite,
and one of them's in Blackpool
quite soon. Yeah,
yeah.
Blackpool, is that another mid table?
yeah, I'd say so. Well, they're all mid table, all these places. Yeah, but I will have to check that album out. I think that's
It's sort of a disclaimer, I suppose, but there is a really great track on it that isn't available.
Right.
So imagine that one, but loads better. That's the one.
I'm just I am transported to that very dark, smoky dance floor.
Yeah.
I've probably got
water and stuff on the floor.
I've got a pint of, I don't know, in a plastic glass, a pint of weak bitter
scotch.
Or something. Yeah,
and I haven't McEwen been born
scotch
yet.
Bitter, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. I know exactly, and maybe there's some of that in that kind of sound. You know, there's that sort of nostalgia of thinking about that. You know, I don't know.
Yeah, there we go. So we've listened to all three now. So. Yeah, we should go on and do the points anyway. Yeah.
Okay.
Shall we? Yeah.
Yeah, go on.
Let's do the points. So first we listened to Lump. Seems a long time ago now.
God, it doesn't. it's a long show, yeah. This is.
featuring Laura Marling on vocals. The song was Animal. Yeah, not a cover of the Def Leppard hit from 1988, I believe.
Well, it could be. You don't know.
I don't think it is. shall I go first?
Yeah, go on. Yeah.
I enjoyed that. I liked it. I liked the sound. I liked the production on it. I even liked the middle bit. Yeah. Although, yeah, I do agree it could have been edited down a bit. Did go on a bit, but yeah. I'm gonna give it a healthy 7.5.
Right, okay, yeah. That sounds fair. I liked the general premise of it. I liked the verses and the chorus bit, but that middle bit just like annoyed me. But maybe I should give another listen and see if I can get used to it. But I'll give it a straight down the line 7.
Okay. And Robin?
I really enjoyed it. I would give it like a 7, but like a genuine enjoyment 7, rather than a kind of tossing it off like Richard has done 7.
Yeah,
you know,
mine was a tossing it off. Like, mine's more be rude.
Mine's more of a, no, you know, like a higher bracket 7. You know.
I should have said there are some nice stereo effects in that song that you would have missed with your one ear.
Yes, so, if my other ear had been functioning, it might have gotten an 8. But
yeah, so 7 with only one ear—that's an impressive score.
That could have been a 14. Okay.
And second one was Fog Lake from Newfoundland, Canada. I enjoyed that a lot, yeah. And make sure, if you listen to that, read along to the words. I'm going to give that an 8.
Really good, yeah. Yeah, I did enjoy it. I'm going to give it a 7.5. I really, really enjoyed it. Lovely atmospheric thing. The vocals had that mumble rap thing about, you know, that a lot of people are doing, but
at least he was singing a melody. A lot of people are not even bothering with that these days.
Some cantankerous takes of it.
Yeah, and did enjoy it. Yeah,
and finally,
and for Robin,
yeah, I'll give that an 8. I'm it's pretty much the only song I've listened to in a week until this show, and it's been great company. And I'm really looking forward to listening to the full album sometime in the future. Really nice. Shout out to Fog Lake.
Yeah.
Mm. Did I give it a number? 8.
8.
I can't remember.
8.
Yeah. Don't forget the number.
Losing my mind here.
And finally, we had White Flowers, Night Drive. I wasn't really, yeah. I'm sorry. I'm going to go lower for this one. 6.5 for me. It just didn't really...
It's because you lived through it the first time.
Yeah. I mean, it was nicely done. You know, it had all the right sounds and everything, but yeah, it just didn't add anything for me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
That's absolutely okay. You're allowed to. Yeah, I think, like, I do like the album, but I think the album is kind of more a mood piece where you need to sort of play it from beginning to end and you get into that kind of zone with it.
Mm.
The track alone, probably, I'll give it 7.75.
Right. I think maybe I wasn't drunk enough to listen to it, you know, to have had a few Scotch bitters before I listened to it. Yeah.
As a contemporary person, Robin.
I did enjoy that a lot.
We're not contemporary people. We're history.
what does that make you? Is that Baroque era? really, really enjoyable. I think I'd give it an 8, to be honest, because at the start it was sort of just drifting along, but then there were some nice kind of puncturing moments, and I'm sure that Preston have bought one of our players in the past, so it's an extra point there. So yeah, I'll give it an 8. I'm gonna listen to that one, that album. Once I've got my hearing back.
Well, the results are in, and it's very close.
Can you share them with us?
Yes, in third place tonight. Tonight? Yeah. Or whenever you're listening to it.
Can I ask what happens if it's a tie?
We've never had that situation. Yeah. How do we do a tie break?
We've never thought of a runoff
election or something.
Another episode.
Yeah, I don't know. Do we choose another song by each band and then listen to those? And
I'm just going to say who the winner is.
Okay.
With it's a bit like Come Dine With Me, isn't it? With the exciting bit.
It's really anticipating.
Fog Lake. 23.5. So well done to Fog Lake. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
They won.
Yeah. Yeah.
God.
Congratulations to them. They'll be thrilled with that. Well done.
They will, actually.
Yeah, that's all they need.
Can someone tell them?
Yeah.
Better than revenue.
Good stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Great.
Okay. So thanks for joining me once again. And hope you'll do it again sometime. Maybe in a couple of weeks. That would be nice.
Yeah. We'll see you then.
Either or both of you. Please. Whoever's available.
Oh, you're talking to us. I thought you were talking to the listeners.
Oh, and the listeners, yes.
Oh, you might be both of them. There,
Someone does it.
And, don't forget, like, subscribe, listen, comment, rate, all those things that make the modern world function. And it's time to say goodbye.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.